are experiencing an Echoes of New Eden production.
You're listening to the Eve Echoes No Propcast. Enjoy the show.
From the content creators that bring you the lowest effort content imaginable. Devs don't want you to know about them. The podcast you probably don't want your girlfriend to know about.
Who?
Will most likely get you banned just for talking about it.
Just for talking about it.
Raw, uncut, and uncensored.
We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Maybe try some mining or something. Remember not to undock anything you can't afford to lose.
Welcome to the Echoes of New Eden podcast.
Let's start this bitch.
And welcome everybody to E1, Echoes of New Eden podcast. I am your host for today, Sir Rambo. And with us today, also, we have Taylor, I should have turned left at Albuquerque, Rick. What's going on, Taylor?
How's it going?
Another week in New Eden. Yeah. What can I say?
As always, they go by so fast. We say it every week. It's kind of a cliche at this point. But man, it's so true. By the time we get here to Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, it is amazing that another week went by. Life in New Eden is a very fast-paced one.
It doesn't stop. Just when you think, oh, okay, you know, we listen to the latest and greatest E1 podcast, and then like the next day, more stuff happens, or there's an update that happens, and then now there's new content, or it just gets crazy, and it's like, damn it, it's so much stuff actually happens to where we have to like write it down, otherwise we will forget it. We will forget to talk about stuff because that's generally how it goes. It's like, oh, well, that happened on Monday right after we happened to do a podcast. And then we have to wait an entire week to talk about it. One of those things.
Yeah. Sometimes we even remember to write those things down. We say this every week that we should do that. This last week, we actually did. So kudos to us. Pat on the back.
Right.
We actually started a thread with today's date on it. So I'd actually know what today's date was and when we're going to do a show next.
And just periodically we just add content to that channel as to what's going on, conversations, etc., kill mails, screenshots typically of stuff that's happened and gone around, and then we take all that stuff and put it into some talking points, and then here we are, another show, another week. So I did want to comment about last week's episode. I want to say the SHH exec thing had to have been a hit. Because I was laughing at myself for how bad it was. But I know people on YouTube complain about the audio levels and stuff. Dude, on the YouTube side, it was clipping really bad. But I was legit I was screaming into the mic. I was super loud. And so YouTube, or just over Discord, was clipping it. And even then, on my end, I was talking so loud into the microphone or close that my multiband compressor was even clipping some of the highs on it as well. So I was I must have been just screaming into the mic. But you know, the typical YouTube complaints, you know, we get. People watching on YouTube, that's one thing. Listen to the podcast version on Apple or Spotify or Buzzsprout at that. And then that's the better quality one. So this one is just on Discord, so take it with a grain of salt as far as audio quality goes, because it's just over the Discord bit rate at whatever that is. So,
right.
But I had to go back to that, and like I know the minute mark and everything of the when that part started. Because gosh dang, it was so funny. Listen to myself do that.
Well, I think everybody liked. The little drama that you had put together. I think everybody enjoyed that too.
I had quite a few people reach out to me during this last week asking to be part of it. as far as like you got a good mic, and if you want certain accents, they can do that, and so on. So yeah, I got a number of people that were interested in actually doing a little bit of role playing in that sense. So
yesterday, you should get Joda involved. I hear he likes to role play.
Right. Yeah, his name is Vetimune right now on Gulak. So he's role playing as Vet. Yeah. Oh. And the same thing goes for
Hubstar. Have you listened to this show before? Why not have guests on the show?
Yeah.
Huh?
Typically we will almost, if something happens.
Almost every week.
Yeah. Yeah, just about every like week.
Every other week, yeah.
When things aren't really going on, and we kind of have like, yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, but it's kind of slow as far as major things going on. So I don't really have a guest this week lined up, nor did anybody opt to join us today. Sometimes that's the case too. Somebody will be like, hey, can I join the show as a guest today? I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on in. If you want to be part of the show as a guest, come on out. Yeah. So
yeah, we just a few weeks back we had Ashivd on, we had Juby on, we've had Mario on, we've had Chain Demon as a guest host on, we've had Damon comes and goes, mm-hmm. OC Can't Stop comes and goes. I mean, we've had a lot of people on. We haven't done one of like the big roundtable discussions in a while, so I could see that statement being true that why don't we have one of those again, because it's been a while since we had one. But man, it's like every other week we have, it's kind of rare actually for just the two of us, right? Honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we have guests on all the time.
Yep.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to jump back up to the on-air chat so I can watch that. And let's talk about what's on the ticket today. So we got announcements with the emoji contest. We'll talk about that. Made some jabs at it this last week. We got the name and shame segment. I think we could just call it a segment now. And at first, yeah, it was just going to name and shame SHH. But I got some other things added to this that aren't necessarily SHH. And I think we could probably turn that into a segment on its own. We have some miscellaneous things that have happened. A big one this last week was Spy, the Corp, had a number of bans happen in-game this last week. So I have some conversations with Gengar, and I have some conversations with STJ as to what had happened. And then consider your suggestion, and that's it. You know, so relatively short. Especially when you come to like announcements and patch notes and stuff, because the patch notes was really small this last week. So I am
the patch notes also are incorrect. We'll go over that when we get to it.
we'll hit that. So I am on the official Eve Echoes Discord, and I'm going to go just write down the official news thing. So the announcements, and the first things first, the one that we haven't talked about yet was this emoji contest. And so, do you know what are the top five most used words on our server? And so, they said, submit your original emoji works using these five hot words. Free, nice, LMAO, cool, and thanks in the event channel. And you'll have a chance to win skill points, VP, and decoding key. Additionally, the top five voted entries will be collected in the Discord. Looking forward to your participation in creative work. Then it shows here how to participate, how long the event is, and the rewards. And of course, you know, I'm looking at this, and I could just, I'll screenshot this right now. And this is going to come up to my next post, I guess I should say, my next topic I'm going to hit on. You can see the poop emojis got 49 hits on it. That's the number one emoji out of all of that. So with that, it always being said, is right, it always is. And I find it funny that they do this. And so I do have to jab at it a little bit. I'll go over to the official fake Eve Echoes Discord, in which this is where I posted this copy. This is the actual top five hot words. I posted in on-air chat for those for those listening, the top five hot words for the official Eve Echoes Discord. Number one being Randall. Do not say that word. That is like instant ban. Like you can, I don't even, actually, you can't even type that word in because Dino will cut it off like swearing.
Automatic moderation.
That is like an auto modded, very bad word, bannable offense type shit. Yeah. Pupstar, you'll know. It all happened on Super Sunday.
He hasn't listened to a single show all year, has he? He doesn't know about guests. He doesn't know about the Randall scandal.
Yeah, it was Pupstar. It was called the Randall scandal, and we had covered it.
He's now logging in from 2022.
Yeah, you missed a few shows, let's say that. Number one hot word is Randall. It is so bad you can't even type it into Eve Echo's official Discord. Number two hot word, RMT. Can't say it. This last week, or I've seen screenshots where people were discussing RMT as in being bad for the game, and them getting moderated by it and muted and removed from the Discord. So
it's against their own terms of service. Why is that?
I don't know. I do not know. Number three. The number three hot word on the official Eve Echoes Discord is moderation. You cannot discuss moderation without getting the message deleted. Photos of moderation applies under this. Like if you screenshot your message that got deleted, you most likely have a ban or a mute coming. So moderation, very bad. Photoshop. It's another hot word made by yours truly, Taylor Rick. He's the master of the Photoshop, as we all know, where the fake ships get made. We have another one coming up. But Photoshop is, again, one of the top five hot words on the Eve Echoes. And number six is shit, as in the poop emoji. It's the number one used emoji because why have an event like this if it wasn't? So there you go. There's your actual top five instead of LMAO, nice, thanks, all that crap.
And just like Hale GB brought up, and one of our content creators, it's a partner here with us on the Discord and on the channel. He correctly stated, if I understand correctly, you can get banned from talking about moderation even outside of their Discord. That is 100% correct. The moderators joined the unofficial fake Eve Echoes Discord that we created and even tried to moderate what I was saying there back on the main Discord in the CC chat.
Mm-hmm. So amazing.
I think last time we talked about this, I told them to get fucked, and someone said that was really, really rude and I shouldn't say that, and I probably shouldn't be that mean to the moderators, to which I'd say, nah, get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they there, by the way?
Yeah, well, just think, they have a channel where they screenshot all the stuff that they would use against you in case termination is imminent, by the way. So I'm sure my file is pretty big. I wasn't able to see it, but I'm sure I got a pretty big file, and they couldn't wait for me to get banned. Okay, so going down, they are doing the weekly giveaway once again. No beta clone required, so you could do that. And
Say we actually won that challenge. We actually won on that front because we argued with them for years about that.
Especially when they first enforced that as like you needed Omega and you needed to type 200 messages within a 7-day rolling or something like that. I'm like, that's dumb. I looked at my own Discord and I was barely at that on that Discord. I'm like, geez, this is dumb. Oh, well, then eventually it got lower and lower and lower to the point where now that's not even required. I don't even know if that role is still around. I'd have to check Darlia or whatever that name is, because they like to talk in general. So they're doing the weekly giveaways. Once again, you can enter in there. And actually, believe it or not, the hearts emoji is the top one there, followed by the shit emoji at 34. So, yeah. Okay. Patch notes. So this patch notes this last week was relatively light, and I'll go over it real quick, and then Taylor, you can inform us of what the abnormality is. So here, okay, we'll apply a hotfix update on April 17th. Capsuleers can continue playing as normal without any disruptions. Simplified the maintenance time rules for the corporation frontline outpost. Now, when an adjacent system has been occupied, you can only choose the maintenance time of the adjacent system, or of any adjacent system. Remove the restrictions related to constellations. Bug fixes. Fixed an issue where some systems could not anchor the corporation frontline outpost or had an abnormal anchoring time. If you have encountered this issue, you can request customer service to modify the time. Interesting. Can we request customer service to change the hull timers of AOA Citadels?
<They don't laughs> Maybe the ones in Ethereum, but they don't have one there anymore.
Ah.
It's gone.
So there's a flop in this. What was that?
Well, it's not true. Anchored another Citadel in Ethereum, and you can't change the timer. It just goes right to the default time when you anchored, and you can't change it. Huh. Even though there's nothing in the there's nothing next to you, and there's nothing in the constellation.
Interesting.
So good job on that. Still broke.
It's still a bug that's not fixed yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, just got here. Hope I didn't miss much. Yeah, GM Mike, yeah, you missed a lot. We should do is name and shame for that Noctis you lost against that roaming Atron that was doing that for like 2 hours straight. And Taylor, you laugh because you know.
I know all about it. Yeah, I know. That was a slap in the... I mean, I'm like, lost high-end salvagers, all of them. I mean, all three dropped. His high-end shit all dropped. Right on the undock of a pause because he wasn't looking.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty funny when I saw that. I'm like,
It is funny. It's rough.
That dude's been just circling for like 2 hours, and then that happened. Yep. So I'm like, no wonder.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that is it for announcements, patch notes. There's nothing in player support and nothing for Discord announcements. You do have the weekly giveaway. That whole thing started so anybody can enter it. General chat is just mods talking once again. I'll go down to the suggestions just in case we do hit on that later. So good deal. We're flying through this already. Might actually be a pretty short show.
To vacuum the floor right above me, so if you can hear that, I apologize.
Well, I actually do hear it. That's kind of funny. It's very in and out, though. All right.
It's just par course.
So this last week, I should say last week's episode, we started a name and shame type of thing because SHH was so not interesting. We had to find stuff to make fun of ourselves about. And so this week, we actually kept track of stuff to make fun of ourselves about, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And the first one being said, have it be it as Dune having a POS in their home SOV set to public permissions, allowing for everyone, including enemies, with docking rights. And they were docking inside that POS.
Yep.
So... Yep. How dare you? Who was the owner of that? I'm sure
I don't think I was ever told.
Talking to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever heard who the owner was. I just know I told people to go shoot it until the permissions are changed. Yeah.
Just blame Hans. Just blame Hans.
Yeah, we'll just blame Hans. Hans Harkin, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's all his fault. So shame, shame, shame. Check your POSs, people. So get this. Care Bears with guns. Serial still holding the alliance and at court. Accepts a lonely member asking in local for a corp to join. Serial is truly the giver of second chances. So we have this guy go through deck and he went through every single system and was posting in local to join their corp. Hey, can I join your corp? I'm looking for a corp. And he was neutral at the time, so nobody had accepted him. Like, I think it was within 24 hours. I don't even think it was the next day. All of a sudden, he's blue, and he's in Care Bears with guns. CBWA.
Care Bears with Armory. Yeah, my Armory. Yeah, to be specific, that Serial's the CEO of. And so what makes this just hilarious is he came onto our recruitment Discord, the Care Bears with Armory, our Armory Discord. Patrick. And Vaku and I, who were on that server along with Serial, had, yeah, Biggs Armory. And anyway, I am executor still of that Reaper. Anyway, so we had a conversation about this guy, his background, who he was with, all this stuff that was like maybe three scrolls long on Discord. About, yeah, no, I don't think this is a good fit. So we'd already said right there, we're not taking this guy on. Cyril doesn't even look at his own recruitment thing. Then over in the Fed CEO chat, where he is at as well, Vaku's not, but of course I am, and Cyril's at, there's like four scrolling pages of all of us kind of making fun of this guy for going around doing this, asking in local everywhere if he can join their corp. He's an indie player. Then we find out who his main is, and his main is in Burr because he's in help chat on both accounts trying to sell the exact same specific thing with the exact same quantity. And like, we're all just laughing. It's like, wow, we figured out this guy's mains. It's hilarious. And so, but of course, during all of that, Serial accepts him. He just doesn't look at anything. And in his defense, he's like, well, I looked at his blacklist and he wasn't there.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's pretty funny.
So good.
That is so good. Funny. Shame on you, Serial. Shame. Here's another one. CRB submitted a PVE ticket. 2024 is the year of unexpected moments. What is that about? What PVE dispute did they have? Oh yeah, I do know. It's about their soft and ratting their anomalies, right?
No. You talk about the announcement that I put out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not about that. That was the joke about no one wants, that Aronox doesn't want anybody to steal his scouts and inquiz. That was a joke. Yeah,
okay.
No, he's cutting off any blues from coming in there because AOA put out a bounty on Silent.
Again?
For caps.
Oh.
Yeah, and they made it larger, and they have come up with some specific gotcha type of things that they're trying to do to try to bait and switch for how they're doing it. So no, they wanted to let everybody know about that in terms of their area up there. So basically, if you come into their system and you're blue or you're purple, or you're basically if you're blue or neutral, they're going to treat you the same way and you're going to get shot. Which there's a few areas inside of Declan and Fade that are doing the same thing. Mm. There's no forgiveness for it. So CEOs have been told there's certain areas where it's just off limits. Sorry, you're gonna get yeah, exactly, Reaper. Fuck around, find out. So doesn't mean you can't, you know, talk to us. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, there's just certain areas where you best just, there's no need for you to be there. There's no need for anybody to be there.
Oh yeah,
other than the corp owners of the SOBs. So
there's definitely instances where you shoot on site, no matter if they're. Yeah. I mean, green, even. Like, what the hell is this dude doing? You never know. No. Okay. And then I have one here of Blacker Corporation loses a 71 billion ISK fiend in cache. Did you see this kill mail?
I did.
Let me find it here. I couldn't believe it when I seen this. I could not believe it. Let's see, share it's the kill mail. And I said cache properly, by the way. There you go. Violet Bryan. Name and shame. 71.
Well, for starters, the fiend, so they're pretty high end, but also that protector large shield extender, which didn't drop. That's the that's a shield extender, that's still a high end extender, but I thought that was a generator last time I looked at it. The new Shield Jennies. I guess not. Type A.
Yeah, Type A's, Type B's.
Medium shield. Yeah, he's got B's. Type B. Yeah, everything's Type B's. That's what it is right there. He's got type B medium pulse. He's got afterburner type B, type A hardeners, type B shield. Yeah. So that's. So
this happened a couple days ago. As you can see, this happened a few days ago. It happened on 4/19 on a timestamp. Mm-hmm. Though I do want to say I've seen this person die once before in a similar, very blinged out ship. Kind of. I'm just trying to remember. I know there's other kill mails of this person out there and that corpse specifically. So, yeah, interesting to say the least.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. Taking a ship out solo like that with those fits just seems dumb. Like, you're just... I don't know.
Shame on them, however, for even undocking that. Maybe not shame for CRB that got the kill.
Yeah.
That's how we know of it.
If any organization needs their stats padded, it's CRB.
And then last one, I know we already shamed him, but Grandmaster Mike, big rip. And he dropped like everything on his Noctis.
Oh, got that can't caught. Be the last one. We got one more.
If that's got if caught, you think that's AFK, the last one. Rip.
Yep.
Got one more? What's that?
This is the epic one. Oh yeah, no, this is the epic one. The one I even made a Fed announcement on here. I'm gonna copy and paste it. It's hilarious. Hold on, where are we at? There we are. On air chat. Yep, here comes Reaper. That time you shot your own dick. Like, good job.
Like, what is he doing here?
He shot his own dictor, his own dick.
Rip.
Oops.
Yeah. Shame. I need that sound effect. Shame. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Amongst other... I've seen a lot of pretty... up their kill mails recently, and I even asked somewhere on one of the discords that I'm on, like, are these people coming out of high sec? Like, I think there was one in TSE, like a Balgorn that was had like B and A types and stuff on him. Like, holy crap! Like, or maybe it was Fountain.
Maybe they can't run AI as much as they used to anymore. Right.
Sure, Archer.
Sure, post one, Archer.
Archer, if you got Archer. Something that you want to shame on, then post it. So, looking through the corp log, wonder what happened here. That's a blue on blue dispute that you're gonna have to take on that. Oh yes,
and AWOL, everybody's favorite hauling service.
The AWOL's hauling service was at it once again this morning or overnight, I should say. Let's see, they actually had a couple supers die this last, within this last 24 hours, right? With Burr. So they had two Nyxes go down, a bunch of Kimani and alts and all that type of stuff. They wiped, they wiped a lot of ISK off the, I saw the kill mails this morning, but it was two supers and a bunch of supporting ships. A Revelation was in there. Or was it a Bane?
Yeah,
I think it was a Revelation.
I don't recall. It was a lot of stuff. I wasn't going to say much about it.
Yeah, rip. Okay. Yeah. So, that's basically all I had for the name and shame. So, those that got mentioned, shame.
Allah.
Shame.
Alert. There.
Yeah. Alert AOA. Where's my sound effect?
Alert AOA.
That's loud for me. I feel bad for your guys' ear. That was loud.
It's over the head. Earphones. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, exactly, TVK. <It seems. laughs> If you're sitting in a quiet area right now and that
just woke
on.
Everybody up. All right. That just woke everybody up. Okay. So that was it for this. I want to do like a cool little name and shame kind of transition, like sound effect type thing for that. I didn't do it today. Yeah. Though I think we can have fun with that. And this can go for New Eden, not only just for SCHH, but New Eden-wide as well, if people want to assist with that. If people want to add stuff for that, put it in the Discord here and we'll add it to the notes. It's easy as that. So here's another big story that happened this last week was Spy, the Spanish Inquisition had, I almost said acquisition. The Spanish Inquisition bans that had happened this last week. And what had happened? I know that was kind of like the ongoing question. So I did hear about this from a couple different sources. And given a couple days, I had reached out to not only Gengar, but STJ as well. So then, real quick, kind of the summary of what happened was that they were doing some PvP roaming. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they had several accounts banned for, quote, cheating being the reasoning as to why the account got banned. And of course, they know they did nothing wrong, and so they disputed it. And, you know, there is rumor that Daft Corporation had done that, though. I know Damon was going to try to reach out to them. I don't know if he did, but possibly it was them, but we don't know. So don't hold that against me.
Yeah, I haven't seen any rumors of who did it. So who knows? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I heard specifically Daft. But I contacted Gengar and said, was there something that happened to Spy characters recently? Something about a bunch getting bad? He said, yes, a bunch. I asked what happened. He says, seemed to be random, including one tune that just does PvE. That's interesting. He said, I guess someone got salty. I said, well, I did hear that it was Daft. He said he has no idea. They have a lot of enemies. And, you know, I'd asked for how many characters got the ban, reasoning if customer support was contacted. And he said, STJ was compiling the names, so you can ask him for the number. Everyone got the same one word, cheating, as the explanation. Yeah, customer support was contacted. I said, all right, thanks for the info. So then later, if not the next day, I contacted STJ. I spoke to Gengar a little bit yesterday about the Spy bans. Has support got back to you as to what happened and what was considered cheating? He said, not really. But he did also reply on this to someone else, and I think he just did a copy-paste there. He said, well, it comes at no surprise. 1 week into our Burn New Eden campaign, where anything goes, 6 of our players get banned within the same day, all unbanned within 12 hours. After reaching out to Cloud and customer support asking for clarification, all with rather distinct playstyles, activity, and location. No clarification or apology received on our end. We've been mass reported before, just fascinating that there is no 4-eye review or some critical thinking over at whoever manages incoming reports. Feels bad for playing a game where enough butthurt folks can deny you access to a paid service for a week. It is an amateur show, and that's mildly put. So that was probably his reply to Damon when Damon inquired about that as well. So, yeah, that's interesting. That is still a thing. Now, people are saying, before, I want to say we've covered this in the past, not specifically for Spy, but the amount of bans reports that's required to get your character banned, I believe, was 10. So I think we even seen something as an announcement or patch notes or something that increased that number. But even then, 10 is still relatively, because I know people were doing mass reports
so low
on certain characters for whatever reason it be, right? If they're an FC, I could ping my Discord right now and like, hey, everybody ban this person so he doesn't show up to the CTA tomorrow. 10 reports is pretty easy to get. So I want to say they upped that number.
Yeah.
So
There shouldn't be any number of, if you report some, but just from the simple act of X number of people reporting one specific tune, that in and of itself shouldn't result in a ban. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, there has to be something, right. There literally has to be something more to it than that.
And the excuse was cheating. So at what aspect did the player
what
is considered cheating in their eyes to create a mass report? So,
yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting,
I don't want to see that kind of stuff happen.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And somebody got salty and butthurt about it. So there you go. That stuff still happens. And this happened this last week. So the good news is Spy did nothing wrong. And so They got their characters unbanned. So yeah, false reporting. Say whoever did the false reporting needs to be banned. Trade banned 365 days. There you go.
Yep.
Hey. I know we're just rolling through the topics right now. Holy smoke, we're gonna have a short show. Taylor, Taylor, we have to like create fake news or something because this is gonna be super short.
I got stuff we can add for the Taylor's Photoshop time at the end here.
Yes.
Nothing huge, but...
Then something else that happened this last week that I actually inquired about, and I had seen, I'd heard, I hadn't seen it in-game, that Jubileus had got kicked from Void. Did you see that?
I did not see it.
So...
Isn't he back in Void now, though, or no?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen in-game. I asked for an update. I have not gotten an update yet. So, let's see here. On April 19th, I asked him, did you get kicked from Void? What is this I'm seeing? He said, not yet, but I'll let you know if I'm kicked off. But Captain Benzine, I quote, that's what he literally said, Captain Benzine, was not kicked off for even though... He was destroying the entire game and driving people to quit. Maybe Void doesn't like Warframe videos and kick me out. But I haven't heard from Sarp Bob that I have done anything wrong while playing other games. I just say it interesting. So, yeah, he said, yeah, I had a lot of fans asking me the same question today. I question, what did I do? I have no clue, but I'll wait until people come and talk to me about it before I do any exotic things or anything. I said, first F-Nord, now you. Because F-Nord had changed. I don't know, maybe it's big news in SHH, but when F-Nord goes Newt, it's like, oh snap, is he joining SHH finally? I don't know if that would ever happen, but he ended up joining
Juby, RTI. You're always welcome in the North if you're watching, buddy. Juby, right? You're always welcome in the North.
I think there's better, more PvP-aligned corporations and alliances out there that would better suit certain people. So, That's all I'm going to say. I'm not trying to poach, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I am. I'm 100% trying to poach.
He said, yeah, Voider Pact is not usually attacking anyone. It's like a defensive organization. They've been trying to talk about maybe we can do some content like killing for money. But I think Pact is laying low because they need a rebuild after the war. AOA is really strong. So. Yep. Mm. Yep. So I had asked for an update. I actually haven't seen his character in game to know if he actually went neutral, if he was legit kicked, or if he's just corpse swapping or something like that. And yeah, later I had asked F-Nord. I was like, dude, did you get kicked? Because I know, like, he's on the gulag, and Void doesn't like people on the gulag, and it's just like, oh, we don't want media attention, we don't want you talking to these other people. And, I don't know, he could have said something drastic that could have gotten him kicked from Void. It wouldn't have been at no surprise.
No, but, he just went to RTI.
Just went to RTI.
He wanted more reds, yeah, I know. I mean, in terms of Pact and CC and all those guys down the south, if I take my conversations with Sarp and Amoxin and Doro and Bees and Stony at face value, which so far I have no reason not to, Most of them, if not all of them, really do want to try to find a way to unblue everybody and get rid of the blue donut, but they also know what kind of an issue that that would cause each one of the organizations if they did. So, yeah, you know, it's a tragic time for them. They can't survive on their own, and they can't survive on the teat of AOA anymore either. So it's very tragic.
All right. So that was it for that. And then as well as the exec for Burr had changed this last weekend.
Yeah.
Or this last week, I should say. Doro is no longer the exec of Burr. Jacoba is now the executor. So what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know. That's just one of the things that had changed. Yeah, rip Burr. Yeah, Jacoba is the executor now. So yep, he is Jacobo's the executor. I was thinking about Duro this. This is what they're within the last year. They've swapped hands 3 or 4 times now. So yeah, interesting.
Maybe well, not you, that many, but yeah, they've swapped a few in very short order, really.
Yeah. I did reach out to Doro, by the way. And I'd ask, I said, you are no longer Burt exec. What happened? He said he stepped down. And I actually said, and Melidus took command. He's like, no, Jacoba is Pirate King now. I had the guy, I had Melidus and Jacoba mixed up. But yeah, Jacoba is the Pirate King now. Okay. Good deal.
Never had any conversations with Jacoba, so I couldn't really speak one way or the other.
Right. Now I'm going to have to start up. Now I'm going to have to start up a conversation with him. I don't know if I do or not. I might in the past. I could check right now.
Yeah.
Jacoba. I do have, nope, I have no message history with him, so I could just wave to him. I'll just wave. Rip. Okay.
Then I'll take your word for it, Pubstar. We'll see. I have an open mind to these kinds of things. So sure. I actually do. I have an open mind to these kinds of things. So
we'll see. I'm not at all, you know, involved with Alliance Diplo or anything like that. But generally, if you can come to the table and talk, you already, that's a win by me. You know what I mean? So. Taylor isn't totally biased, as they say, right? Yeah, people saying Jacoba's a great guy. Cool. Yeah. So that is really it that I had as far as show notes goes. I do want to say we skipped one, though, in the carrier design. We have the on the official Eve Echoes fake Discord, Taylor over there. I have to go to it. We got the Dijung versatile assault character. I don't know who came up with this, but check this out. It's got Chang Capital Decomposers on it. It's got lightweight offense Zhan Yu destroyers. And you can equip a tactical module on it. That was pretty good. Yeah, Photoshop Taylor.
Yeah, I actually made that live in comms with my guys, and we decided to kind of come up with those are the three things that went out the discussion. So lightweight destroyer of the Zhan Yi or Zhan Yu, whatever, and then the capital decomposers. Dijung means sailing vessel, by the way, in Chinese. So that's where I came up with that. And it appears now, as we're getting a little farther down into the design phase, if you will, that this thing is actually going to be a VAC. This thing is actually going to, or not a VAC, but a FAX. This thing's actually going to be a Force Auxiliary. Yeah, one of those selections there is repair stuff. So, I don't know. Call it shit? Yeah, that's right, Hale. That's true. You could take it that way. But
even
Vax and Battleship. Yep. Even Vax and Battleship. That. Yep. So Vax in a box. Yeah, probably. It probably will be a Vax in a box. You're not wrong, TBK. So
yeah. Probably. We're at that state of the game where it's probably.
Don't expect. We probably want one too.
Yeah, trigger.
We probably want one too. I mean, going to complain about it, but it's a, but it's the next variation of the Cyan-C, and it's just what it is. It'll be in a box. It'll be available for ISK in game. It sucks that they're doing it, but that's just the way it is. So all we can hope for is eventually one day they stop doing that to some extent. And to be frank, I've said this before, and I'll say it again for folks like Pubstar who watch every 15th show. I say, and I'm just kidding, Pub. I say this every time. I am okay with a brand new ship that they're introducing into game. Really not capitals, kind of that's where I draw the line. But a brand new ship they're introducing into the game being in a box one time. One time. That's it. One special event. Here it is. Very difficult to build, very difficult to obtain. It'll be in a box for a limited time, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, and it'll never be in a box again. If they approached it with that in mind, I'd be fine with it. That wouldn't really bother me that much. But these capitals, you know, vac in a box, now a fax is going to come in, I guarantee this thing will be in a box. A Cyan-C in a box, whatever, just gave up on that stupid ship anyway. Fiends in a box, blops in a box, it's just dumb. You can't even make the blobs. The fiends you can build if you really felt like it, but you can't. You literally, it's just totally counterintuitive. You just can't make a damn blob. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, enough on that topic. What's this you just posted?
So I just posted this last week. This happened on a Gulag server where Run had posted that Barrack Sato had gotten banned from the official Eve Echoes Discord for writing three-word sentences on Haiku Day. So not everybody knew that there was like, I mean, it's not an official holiday, but it was Haiku Day, so you're supposed to write a haiku or whatever. Well, I guess in general chat on the official EE, Barrack was just doing three words, and I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled, and like he was just engaging in conversation, but it was only three-word sentences. And so JF tells him, you've got to stop with the three-word responses. Enough. Barrack says, why would I?
Why would I?
Then gets banned. Hey, dude, I bow to you. You were my hero. That was the funniest shit. And
I think that's the same Barrack, if I'm not mistaken.
That got the Citadel got kill.
He got the Citadel kill this morning.
It's the same one.
Yeah, here, I'll post that.
You were banned in Eve Echoes. Extensive history of disruption, baiting, inciting, negative reactions, trolling, passive-aggressive taunts, spam, ignoring moderator requests.
That's like saying, this game is Eve. We all know it's Eve, but don't play like it's Eve.
That is so dumb. Gosh, it's so dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's almost like he's being like cited for, you know, like real, and it's like they're the cops, you know. It's like, oh well, you're being charged for baiting and inciting and disrupting and all this other type of stuff. And it's like, what is he gonna have to go to court? Well, it turns out their court is Dino, and you can appeal, but their appeal is always, it's on auto reject anyway, so it's kind of pointless to do that. But yet again, that happened this last week as well. No. Is that a name and shame on the mods? that's kind of like a given in that sense. So, yep. Okay, you want to do consider your suggestion? We could close it out. Let's do about 10 minutes of consider your suggestion. I know, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Let's go over to the official Eve. I do have the ability to link the suggestions now. So if members in the audience want the link to either not Photoshop, I was reading a comment when if members want the link to upvote it or downvote it, then I can give you the link to that. So I'm going to scroll up for a random and figure out. Okay, so here's one with 34 upvotes, and I forgot I actually didn't play my transition sound effect. Come on, Taylor, you're supposed to be on top of this.
Oh, go for it.
It's time to consider your suggestion. Okay, I know, I had to get that out of the way.
Yep, doesn't feel right without it.
Right. Well, there's a couple bangers of suggestions here. We'll do this one first. Jonah9902. Could the spawn chance of NPC mining ships and mining belts be increased? And also add orcas and requals to the NPC spawns. Maybe with its own support squad, 2 to 3 frigs, destroyers. It's got 34 upvotes. So I've seen this where it's not unknown that random rats will spawn in some of the mining belts. Taylor, I know you don't do any mining, but those miners out there, it'll just be like a coveter 2 that just spawns. He won't lock anybody, nothing. It's just sitting there. Because like if you're not really paying attention and you look and it's like, why do I have the ability to do that auto target thing? Right? Because that icon comes up. It's like, oh, there's a rat. There's literally a coveter sitting here mining with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you'd need somebody with, you know, either to come in with a combat ship or you kill them with your drones or whatever. And they drop rich ore.
Anybody who's mining in big and can't kill that coveter with their mining ship.
Yeah.
Gets kicked. You're not fit right.
They go to Zan. So
yeah.
They go to Zan. So
which, by the way, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Not helping Red One anymore after you beat me in that contract with me.
I didn't do anything. I didn't even do that. We only beat you by like 3 billion ISK, so it's not that much.
I know. So close. So close. So that's okay. It's okay.
But there's only a couple corps that could do that, probably. So I don't know. I would imagine
there's probably really only two corps who can actually do that every and could keep up with the correct number anyway every week. I don't think there's very many who could do that. It's probably just you and I. So
possibly. All right. So
and I'm not a miner.
Right. And it's like, man, and they say India's dead. Man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No way.
600 mana core twos, freaking crazy.
I would like a week. Well, I guess that wasn't the week. That was there a couple of weeks. But still, I do like the idea of getting more rats into the belts. It would make things interesting. And I would like the idea, and I think that's coming too, by the way, for those of you who don't realize this, but it is coming, where the rats themselves, the normal rats we see in smalls, mediums, and larges, are going to get harder. They are going to up that defensibility and offensibility of those rats a little bit in the next few months. So that is coming. And I'm looking forward to that because they're too freaking easy. It's boring.
Yeah.
Well, it'll probably be boring for me in the ship I fly anyway.
So the ones that spawn in the belts now, they drop rich ores. And granted, it's not going to fill your hole or anything, but they do drop some stuff and it's like, okay, that's cool and all, but it's few and far between. I'd see one. If I were to mine every day for a street, like a, say a couple hours a night, every day of the week, I would maybe see one. That's how far and few they are in between. And the only times I have seen them was when I'm in a huge mining group. If I'm just mining solo, like I never see them. Never.
Yeah.
So it's like they must stay cloaked. And then when drones or whatever, they spread out, then they get uncloaked and they just appear. So
it does seem like it happens more so when there's a larger group involved.
Yeah.
But
so I would consider it. I would not mind some of the pirates navigating out of their base and anomalies to attack miners. I think, you know, similarly, I was thinking about the whole filament thing. You have the filaments that jump you into active systems. It brings a surprise to you. Like, oh, shit. All of a sudden, we just have like neutrals and there's no intel on it. You know, similarly, NPCs like, oh crap, we're being jumped by NPCs right now. It's a different aspect of the gameplay. I think it could be fun. Some people would probably hate it. I think it could be fun.
Yep, I think
it'd be great. It up a little bit.
Anything that makes the game harder in terms of the NPC side of things, I think is good, and that's part of why I like what they've done in Ethereum Reach so much. That's not easy, man. That is really freaking hard to kill those three waves. That's really hard. So.
Yeah. All right, here's another suggestion here. This had 42 upvotes from Saft 9866. Please make destroyers more viable. They are outclassed in every way by frigates. Maybe some faction desis. They've only been requesting that for 3 years.
I mean, I agree and I don't agree. So I agree that it'd be nice to have some more destroyers. But I disagree that destroyers get outclassed by everything all the time. There are certain destroyer fits that are pretty freaking fast and pretty freaking hard hitting. Granted, you got to have some very high skills and a really, really good high level implant to do it, but it's there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Benzie's been requesting it for a long time. I don't know how many times we heard about it, but I knew and I have corporation members that are really good in destroyers. Albeit an interdictor or just a normal, like this morning on the AOA engagement when we had their roaming fleet, I undocked my Thrasher fleet issue. To my surprise, it survived the first engagement and then it later died in the second engagement. But, you know, I was like, holy shit, they primaried me a couple times, but they ended up actually dying so quick to where I was able to survive. So maybe that's probably the reason. Not that my ship was any good. Not that it was zero skill. Actually, I am 555 destroyer, but that's for other reasons. Okay.
Yep.
Looks like Gen Z posted this one. When you claim
for real, no cap.
Yeah. When you claim sovereignty in a system, the Citadel has a function of being able to inform you of what POS slots are available within that system. 24 upvotes. Yes. So the current mechanic for knowing how many POS slots that you have in a system is to have a POS in your cargo of a ship and you go to deploy it. When you deploy it, it brings up a screen and it says, yeah, you go outside and basically you try and deploy it. It'll bring up a screen depending on what your SOV security is, will depend on how many POSs can be anchored there, as well as how many POSs are anchored there. So if it's 7 out of 8, you know, 5 out of 6, etc., 4 out of 8, then you'd see how many slots are available. Right now, we have no way, unless we do that, or if you track it in Discord like most corps do, you don't really have a way of knowing how many POSs are in a system otherwise.
I get what they're saying, and while I am all for more stats, more levels of gathering information and or controls at the Citadel level for the corp, I would downvote this from the standpoint of I don't want the developers wasting their time on this. Because in reality, there's two ways to know this, right? Without having to even do the deploy. You don't even have to have a pause built, right? First thing you can do is go pull up EVI and set the filter to number of pause per system. And you can see right there what your max number is. 8, 7, 6, whatever it is, right? And then number two, I don't know, undock a ship with a scanner on it and find them all. I mean... It's really not hard. You have zero skills and you can find outposts. Zero skills with a mark, whatever, 9 or whatever that lowest level red scanner is. You don't have to have anything and you'll be able to find them. So right there, you have problem solved. Get good, Scrub.
Yep. But he wants it as a Citadel add-on. Citadel function of being able to inform you what PO slots, POS slots. So, I don't know, is that for...
Well, I want the Citadel itself to be able to have, structure, or to have modules you can fit to them. Low, medium, high slots, right? I want to be able to put REMs on your Corp Citadel so that the actual Citadel can harvest planetary. Why not? Yeah, like, sure. That'd be cool. I'm all for things like that at the Citadel level, but...
Okay. Here's one that, with that got high downvote favorability from Rebel. During a T4 Citadel hull timer of 1 hour, make the ancillary structures also vulnerable to to being destroyed. During that station hold timer, this will create multiple fights over multiple different objectives in a system, including over key objectives like Sinojammer and the Ansiblix gates. It got 18 downvotes. So
yeah, why are people who don't want to have to defend their shit.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I could see the reason to want to have this. I'm trying to see the reason as to why people don't want this. And basically, you put it that way. It's like, yeah, they don't want this feature to happen because they're don't.
Well, you could go put the Citadel. You could go put the Citadel in Hull, not there to kill the Hull, but to just go and cheese the ancillary structures at range. Right, same thing. Now they've got to defend there. I could see. Yeah, I want that. I want that so bad. I want that so bad. Because all you'd have to do is just put all your freaking structures right next to your Citadel and get screwed. But, you know, you have to unanchor them and downgrade them and put them back up, and that's a loss of structures. But I like to do that anyway. I like to have everything right next to the freaking Citadel. So we don't do it, but whatever.
The current mechanic for that is you cannot destroy those Ox structures with a Citadel in system. The Citadel has to go down first. And then you have to go through the talk with all the Ox add-ons, so shield armor.
Well, if you're able to destroy the Citadel, that's correct. You go and can go and destroy the add-ons. But if you entosis the Citadel, then you can downgrade the add-ons. You still can't even destroy them, and then unanchor them and take the T1, the initial version of it, right? So. It's the same thing with like the Sino jammer. You know, you can't even shoot and take the jammer down. Oh, you can at this point, but it goes down to 2. And the only thing that can overcome that is the special Sino that's for the VAC only, right? So it's, I would love to see this open up as all kinds of different gameplay. I would love to see us be able to shoot those ancillary structures, regardless of the hull timer, honestly. You can shoot those structures, put them in a hull. Regardless, doesn't matter if the Citadel's been shot or not. Frankly, that's what I want to see. Okay. Now you got to protect everything.
Here's another one from Kit Kizito. We need the purple nanocore for all industrial ships. It's hard enough to get one. Why keep the Orca and Rorquel nanocores from Concord Pass? Because that's monetization. Ain't that right, Hale? That's monetization right there. Not only can you not fly those ships without having Omega, but in order to get those, they are paid nanocores. The Orca CyberX, and, you know, amongst the others, like Sleeper and Bazaar, whatever else, as well as the Rorquels, you know, like the Dragon Chant. Can't think of any of the others. I think, was there a... Shoot, what was the last one? Freaking, that was on Supers. You can get it on the Supers. But
Silver Waltz?
Silver Waltz. Yeah. Starbeat was another one that you can get on that. Yeah. They're all paid.
That's the only two. That's the only two for the Supers, is those two.
Yeah. So 44 upvotes. Sure, yeah. I mean, they started giving away the Neon Rain ones for Coveters, or Cruiser Class, I should say. Frigate, Cruiser Class. So people are able to get the Neon Rain ones. How long until we're able to get something bigger for Orcas and such? Rorquels. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that have Rorks with no Nano. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A Nano on a Rork is, like, game-changing.
It's, night and day.
It's like, yeah, night and day. It's at least 50 to 100% better than without. It's
the same thing on a Super.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And it's because percentages, right? And so when it's just straight, it's all the same types of percentages as all the other nanocores, 21% this, 18% that. But when your base stats are so much higher, that percentage means such a huge freaking gain. So, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Remove the 10-day replacement restriction on Corporation Omega. What? Sorry. That's Corp Omega. We don't do that. That's a scam. That got 21 upvotes. So people that are sponging off the Corp Omega require a 10-day replacement restriction before they can get Corp Omega again. Is that how I'm reading it? I don't know. I don't That's weird.
Yeah, I don't use that. I don't even have slots unlocked in big for that.
There you go. 25 downvotes from Sturban. Consider increasing the number of news encounters accepted daily and combat combinations added weekly. 25 downvotes.
Consider the what?
So you know how there's the encounters you can do 50 a day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they want that raisined. They want that raised.
How can you and then possibly
if you're T10 if you're T10 you have 40 out of 40 combinations and you get 10 per week basically. So if you use all 40, then it's going to take you 4 weeks to be able to get back up to that 40 if you're not using them. So
no, I'm always out.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you're always using them. So they want this, they want that more, they want more combinations added weekly. I don't know. I think what they have right now is perfectly fine, and there's a reason why it was limited to 50 encounters a day anyway.
Everybody drink, by the way.
It must not be informed. Drink what I say now.
Commendations, not condemnations.
Condemnations? Said it too fast. Commendations.
Commendations. Commendations, not condemnation. They don't want to be condemned. They want commendations.
Yeah. There's another one. 30 upvotes. Update the growth fund rewards. So basically, once you hit T10, you're forever done. So T11, that's when they're going to introduce T11. We'll call it at that. Holy smokes. Hold on. I was just scrolling through. There's one with 55 upvotes. Whoa. Ooh,
What's that one?
From Realm Dweller. Allow characters to be exported to another account. There is not enough benefit to having three characters bound to the same account together.
Oh, God.
EO allows this.
Break them up. Oh, Lord, I'd pay money.
My wife was literally just talking about this. And, she's more industrial, rolled within her gameplay. And so she's got two characters. And in a way, she has to, she said, I have to log off of one character to log on to another character to do corporation builds or put stuff in the oven, et cetera, et cetera, and then log off. So it interrupts gameplay, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's interrupted. And that's just the way to go. It's like, why allow this? And I want to say there has been a statement from NE. I don't know if it was a community manager at the time or if it was from one of the developers, but they kind of shot it down, as in it's going to give issues of some sort. Now,
too complicated is what they'd said.
Yeah, something along those lines, right? They'd have to...
Yeah.
They're kind of doing the low ball, low effort type of thing right now, where they don't want to have a website, to host all that type of stuff. And then, of course, that comes with expenses. They don't want to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah. But,
I mean, that's a good suggestion right there. But they probably won't think twice at it. Realm Dweller has a couple of them. There's probably a couple good suggestions in here with high up votes. So. Commander Chicken, 32 down votes. Make Beaver mod less heavy. If you go out solo and kill an orca with the with its jackpot until you realize the beaver is heavy, so maybe make it like 500 M3 or something. Yeah. If people just shoot the box. If they can't,
You just blow those up.
Same thing goes for the Rourke. Unless you're prepared to kill a Rourke, like ZRQ always is, they bring a hauler. So.
Yep.
Yeah, get your shit figured out here. Bradrick's got freaking suggestions up the yin-yang here that are like paragraphs.
Can't read all that. I saw that. I can't read all that.
Oh, dog. Messing with my green screen. All right. We'll call it at that. I think I will start the outro. and we'll call it a show. Right. It was a nice short episode this week, and you know, yep, a lot of stuff had happened, also kind of not at the same time. So
it was good.
Always happy doing the show with you, Taylor. Thank you. And yep, we'll
save the Photoshop here for a couple of weeks. I got little things cooking up there. So more shows than the one we did.
Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Echoes of New Eden podcast. Please take a moment to follow us on Apple and Spotify, or subscribe to our YouTube or our Twitch channel for all the content that we release. I'd like to take this time to give a shout out to the E1 sponsored content creators. If you haven't checked out these content creators, please support them as well. Damon Cell from Echoes of Last Year, Mario from Echoes.mobi, Jubilous PvP Videos, Hell, your latest Benzy wannabe, and Eclipse PvP. We will see you next week for all the latest in Eve Echoes news. Join us live on Discord or listen on one of our platforms. To all our listeners out there, fly safe, get good, and 07.